To connect your call, press 2.
Hello?
Yeah, is it better right now, ma'am?
That's better, yes.
Okay, so you need to confirm the password which you written down on the piece of paper, okay? On both of the boxes.
So I put the FECURE321 10 in the box.
Yes.
Password. So I've got to put it in again now where it says confirm password.
Yes. Put the password in the boxes.
Okay. Just
and make sure all the letters will be in smaller cases, okay?
Yep.
And then give a click on apply.
Okay. Right, done that.
Now give a click on apply. If you can see apply, give a click on apply.
Yeah.
You done that?
Yeah, done that.
Now wait for a second. If you can see any changes on your computer screen, please let me know, okay? Don't do anything. Because we are going to activate a security for you, which is going to help you to block all those viruses which is automatically downloaded on your computer, okay? So just wait for a second. If you can see any changes, please let me know.
Yeah, it's saying security warning and it's got a set of keys and a triangle flashing. Now
okay.
It's gone back to another page.
Do you see, what you can see on the computer, just tell me one more time.
Now it's gone back to always show.
Okay.
Incoming.
Scroll down little bit, ma'am. Scroll down little bit. And you'll get to see something which says
permission.
Like permission profile. Do you see that? Permission profile.
Yeah.
And this is default. Click on default. Or you can see unattended. Click on unattended.
Default.
Click on that. And you see unattended access. Click on that. Unattended access. And you see after that it says enable unattended.
Hang on. Default. Yeah, click on that. Unattended access.
Click on that.
Yeah.
And you see enable unattended. Do you see that? Enable unattended. Do you see that? Enable unattended.
No, I'm looking for it. Hang on.
Just when you give a click on unattended access, just underneath that, you can see enable unattended. Do you see that?
No, I've got control
my device,
reset my device, profile.
Do you see something set password? Do you see that? A red box set password.
Yeah, set password, yeah.
Click on that. Yes.
Right.
And make sure the password will be all in smaller cases, S as in sugar, S.
S.
All in smaller cases, ma'am, without any space. Password
okay.
Will be S as in sugar S, E as in Edward E,
yes.
C as in Charlie C,
yes.
U as in unicorn U,
yes.
R as in Romeo R,
yes.
E as in Edward E,
yes.
Number 3,
yes.
Number 2,
yes.
Number 1,
yes.
Number 0.
Okay, I'll put that in
there. Remove the password and make sure the password will be all in smaller cases without any space, okay?
Yes, all in lowercase.
Yes, without any space. Put that password.
Okay, it's on the I'll do that now.
Okay.
Right, I've done that, and then go confirm password.
Yes, and give a click on apply.
done that, now press apply.
Yes, we're going to apply.
Right.
When you click on apply, wait for the changes. If you can see any security warning which we are going to provide you in order to block all those malicious files and the viruses which is automatically downloaded on your computer. So just wait for a second. Don't touch anywhere. If you can see any changes,
no, I'm not touching nothing. It's counting down.
Okay.
Okay,
wait. Let me just activating the security, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
I probably just wait. I will please let me know one thing if you don't mind, can I ask you? Like apart from you, who has used this computer, ma'am? You are the
only I'm remote.
And apart from you, no one used that computer, right?
No, no one else uses it.
That means, ma'am, the thing is that it is correct. Sometimes what happens, ma'am, if apart from the one person, maybe two, three persons use the computer, sometimes what happened, there was lots of viruses and malicious files go to download apart from that only, okay? So do one thing, ma'am, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. Do you see something which says new session? Do you see that?
Yeah, new session, yep.
Click on that. If you can see that, new session, click on that.
Okay. Click on that, right.
And after that, for installing the security, you will get to see something which says install any desk. Do you see that?
Install any desk, yeah. Got that.
Click on that. Yes, click on that. And after that, you can see accept and install. Give a click on that. If you can see that.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Got that one.
And after that, you can see something. After that, you can see something which says yes. Click on yes.
No, it's come back onto all platforms, all devices.
You okay? Not a problem. Just wait.
No, we're good.
Yeah, close that page. If you know that how to close that page. Okay.
Yeah, close that.
Yes.
Now,
have a look. Okay. Okay, go ahead, ma'am. After that, what you can see, just tell me.
It's come back onto the original page.
Again, you can see access to this PC has been blocked for security reasons, right? And right now, as we are telling you, we detected some frozen viruses on your computer, okay? So what you can see on your computer right now, just tell me.
It's come up, Windows Security, would you like to install this device software?
Do you click on don't install? Yes, don't install.
Don't install, right?
Yes, don't install. Now, first of all, what I will do, ma'am, I will simply go ahead and show you the security, the error and the warning messages, what we are receiving in our server, okay?
Okay.
Now, do one thing, ma'am. On your computer keyboard, you can see four flag windows. Press the four flag windows key with one finger and hold it down. With the help of another finger, press the button R, both at the same time, okay? Windows and the letter R. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Windows and letter R.
Now what you can see?
It's start the name of the program, file document, done.
And if something is written there, ma'am, I want you to simply go ahead and delete that, okay?
Delete it.
Yes, simply go ahead and delete that.
How do I do that? Cancel.
No need to click on cancel, okay? Press the windows and letter R one more time.
Okay. We've lost the whole part. Oh, it's back again.
Okay, take the free time. Press the windows and the letter R key both at the same time.
Okay. Right. www.anydesk.com.
Yeah. Click on that, with the help of your mouse, click on that,
yeah.
And simply remove that, okay? Do you know how to remove that?
No.
On your keyboard, do you see a backspace key? Do you see that? Click on that.
What is it? Sorry, I missed that.
The backspace key. Wait for a second. It's automatically going to be removed, okay?
Okay.
So now after that, you can see the empty panel. I want you to go ahead and show you the error and the warning messages what we are receiving in our server. That's the reason today your computer is blocked for the security reason, okay? So you need to go ahead and type here E as in Edward, letter E.
E as in Edward?
Yes.
Yes.
Then V as in Victoria, letter V.
V as in Victoria, yes.
And you need to type on your computer, ma'am, on this small white box. See?
Okay.
E as in Edward, then V as in Victoria. Then V as in Victoria.
E as in Victoria, yes, got that.
Then E as in Edward.
E as in Edward.
N as in Nancy.
N.
Yes.
Yes, got that.
T for Tango.
T for Tango.
V as in Victoria.
Yep.
W as in Whiskey.
Yep.
R as in Romeo.
Yep.
So event view stands for, do you see it's event viewer, EVENTVWR?
Yes.
Now event viewer is going to help you to get to see that what are the warning and error messages you are receiving on your computer, and as you not responded for that, that's the reason your computer has blocked. So do you see something which says OK? If you can see OK,
yes.
Click on OK.
Okay.
Now when you give a click on okay, if you can see any changes, please let me know.
Just going through at the moment, the circle's down, ma'am.
Maybe it's just loading, ma'am, as your computer
yeah.
is low right now. Not a problem, wait for a second. If you can see any changes, please let me know.
Oh yeah, it's got anything, yeah.
First of all,
yeah,
I want you to make the
summary.
Yeah, first of all, I want you to make the page bigger, okay? Do you know how to do that?
Yes, yes.
Make the page bigger first. Then have a look, ma'am. Have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see event viewer local. Just underneath that, you see custom views. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Okay.
Now, on the middle of the screen, you can double-click on that. If you can see that, double-click on that. Administrative event, you double-click on that.
Yeah.
Double left click on that. Now wait for a second. If you double click on that, shortly your computer is going to get a security scanning, and after that it is going to help you to get to see the security error and your warning messages. And if you get to see that, please let me know if you can see any security error and your warning messages on your computer or not, okay?
Okay.
I don't know,
at the moment, nothing.
Yeah, because it's just, I already explained to you, ma'am, it's just scanning
yeah,
all of these things.
Yeah, it's
yeah. It's just loading, and after that, after the scanning will be done, it is going to give you to get to see that what are the error and the warning messages we are receiving in our server, okay?
Yeah.
Just wait for a second. And will you please let me know, ma'am, apart from this device, do you use any other device also? Like any
security
smartphone.
Security device there, I use
Trend. What type of device you use apart from this computer?
Oh, no. It's not connected to anything else, just the computer I use.
Just the computer you use, right?
Yeah, a laptop.
And apart from that laptop, do you use any smartphone or anything
no,
like that?
No.
No smartphone, right?
Yes.
And will you please let me know, ma'am, apart like with the help of this computer, what are the activities you do normally, ma'am? What are the activities you do normally?
Just overseas conversations with my family, and looking up stuff.
Okay. And will you please let me know, ma'am, with the help of this computer, do you do email, online shopping, online
no,
banking?
No, don't do online shopping, don't do email, no, don't do banking, nothing
okay.
like that.
Okay, so you don't do online shopping, online banking, anything like that on Also not email,
play
right?
Games, I play the games, that's about it.
Okay, so just have a look, ma'am, on your computer screen. Do you see any error and warning?
It's got the number of events, yep.
You'll get to see level, date and time, source, event ID. So you'll get to see the lots of error and warning messages which we receive in our server. That the reason we got suspicious and we've given you like your computer has blocked, and that the reason you called us to help you out to like unblock your computer, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
So what we need to do, we need to simply go ahead and upgrade our security on your computer so you're not going to face any problem, okay? And also what are the activities which is done with the help of this internet line, okay?
Right.
So just wait for a second, just allow me a minute, so I can go ahead and talk with my security department manager. Just wait for a second.
Okay.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm here.
Will you please let me know one more thing, ma'am? With the help of this computer, do you try to pay any of your bill for like landline, groceries, anything like that?
No, I don't pay nothing online.
Not a problem, because why am I asking, ma'am? We just like seen that there was two or three transactions was made with the help of your computer. The bank which is connected like Commonwealth Bank, and the second was
the that's AMA. My husband.
That's your husband, and which bank
yeah.
do you, which bank
he's
you
got,
deal
he's
with?
Got his own notebook.
Okay, and which bank you deal
yeah, we've got the same, we're on the same security, trading security.
Okay, and which bank you deal with, ma'am, as you're telling
St.
your
George.
Husband? Is, you're dealing with St. George, and your husband dealing with your the Commonwealth Bank, right?
Commonwealth Bank? No, St. George, just St.
Yes.
George.
Yes, so that's the reason, ma'am, as you can understand, if they are the fraudster, what they're doing, they're using your banking details for using your computer for making a fraud transaction, okay? So will you please let me know, ma'am, like, when did you last check your transaction, like, when did you last check your statement, ma'am?
I'll just ask him. I'll put him on the phone and you can ask him, ma'am, when did you
okay.
Got it.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to me. My name is Alan. I do believe that your wife makes you understand what is the reason to give you this call, right? So
yeah.
I'm just trying to make you understand one thing, sir. I'm just trying to ask you one thing. When did you last check your online, your banking statement? When did you last check?
2 days ago. Yesterday or the day before. Can't remember exactly.
And you do online banking with your St. George Bank?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem, because we find something on your computer that there was transaction was made from the St. George to a Commonwealth Bank. That's the reason I just asked your wife that she used anything with the help of this computer or not. So you are telling me that
yes, I paid Westpac credit card.
Okay.
My bank.
Okay.
Sunday.
Now, what we need to do, sir, we need to simply go ahead and block the transaction which is not made by you without your permission, okay? So what you need to do, first of all, I do believe that you are in front of your wife's computer, right?
Yes.
Do one thing, press the Windows and the letter R key both at the same time once again.
What is
Windows. Yes,
Windows
and letter R. R as in Romeo.
Yes. Done.
Now remove the event viewer if anything is typed there. If anything is written, totally remove that, okay?
Nothing there.
Okay, then type there www. Then G as in God.
G.
Yeah, G as in golf.
Yeah, G.
O as in Oscar. It is google.com, sir. Google.com.
Yeah.
Your wife is helping you and you're also cooperating with your wife.
Google.
Yes.
Oh.
Just try the Google.
G.
Yes.
E. Google.
Yes. Just try that.
.com.
Yes. When you've done that, simply give a click on OK. Simply click on OK.
Okay.
Now, when you give a click on OK, what you can see, please let me know. Do you see any changes when you type www? Now you can see. Now you can see a search panel where you can type and search anything. So as we are going to provide you the security and we are going to help you to cancel the transaction which is not made by you. So what you need to do, you need to simply go ahead and type your bank name on the search panel, okay? And don't tell me anything over the phone. Just type your bank name on the search panel. Normally how you log into your online banking, sir, you need to do the same thing, okay, without telling me anything over the phone, okay?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, normally how you log into your St. George Bank, you need to do the same thing without telling me anything over the phone, okay?
That means I've got to pop your password in and all that?
Yes, just do it from your side without telling me anything over the phone, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, okay? And make sure you are doing with the help of this computer only, okay? Because your computer is connected to the security server. Take your sweet time. इसमें पासवर्ड डाल रही है वहाँ पे डाल जाती है ओके टेक योर स्वीट टाइम सर आई एम होल्डिंग द लाइन फॉर यू Yes, sir, I'm there. When you
I'm in there, so I'm just putting the password in there.
Okay. And remember, sir, don't tell me anything over the phone, because this call is recorded. Yes.
Log on.
Yes, sir, we can log on.
Yeah, log on. There we go.
Okay, just take all of your account and please let me know.
What do you want me to do?
Just take all of your accounts, sir, okay?
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
Take all of your accounts and if you find any of the fraud transaction or any unauthorized transaction, please let me know, sir, okay?
Okay.
Just try to check that.
Not
a problem. And will you please let me know, so one more thing, so your wife is telling me one thing, that she don't do online banking, right?
Yes.
So if you don't mind, I just want to ask you one thing, we find 2-3 banks also, which is connected, which is the transaction which is made from this bank connected. Like first one is the Commonwealth, the second one was the Westpac, and the third one was the ANZ Bank. So if so, why deal with any of these 3 banks?
She doesn't deal with any of them.
Okay, and which bank she deal with, sir?
Commonwealth. She doesn't deal with anything. I do it all.
Okay, so you are the only like account holder, and your wife don't deal with any of the banks, right?
She doesn't deal with them, but we're both on the same account holders, but joint account, but she doesn't do anything. She just takes money out. Can't see anything there. No. I go back and just try the other one. I've got a credit card and a bank account on it.
Yeah, just take that. Just take that out.
Yeah, I have. I'll check the bank account. No. What's going on here? What happened?
You done that?
I just dropped out. Hang on.
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
Just allow me 1 minute so we can run the security on your computer, okay?
Yeah. I've lost it. I don't know what happened there.
Not a problem, so just wait for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now what we will do, sir, we will just run a security scan on your computer. So if you can see any black screen come up on your screen, please let me know, sir, okay? Are you there?
Yeah, I've got nothing up here at all. Yeah.
Not a problem. Just wait for a second. If you can see any black screen on your computer, please let me know.
Yeah.
Do you see a black screen?
Not yet.
Now you can see that, a black screen.
Black screen, yeah.
Now what we'll do, sir, as you find some Trojan viruses on your computer, we are just going ahead and doing, like, we are running the security scan on your computer. Maybe that's the reason your computer is going black, so no need to worry about anything, okay? First of all, what I want you to do, sir, I want you to just be handy with a piece of paper, okay?
Yeah.
When you get the piece of paper, please let me know. I'm holding a line.
Yeah, I've got a piece of paper.
First of all, what you need to do, you need to write down my name, which is A as in Edward, A as in, type A as in Alan A. Yes, Apple.
Yeah.
It'll be A as in, yes, letter A, then L as in Lima, letter L.
Yeah.
Again, letter L as in Lima, L.
Yeah, two L's, yeah.
E as in Edward E.
Yeah.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
Yeah.
Then just give a space and type B Costa. B C O U. It is D as in Delta D.
D, yeah.
Then C as in Charlie, letter C.
Yeah.
O as in Oscar O.
Yeah.
U as in unicorn U.
Yeah.
S-T-A.
S-D, the David
oh, no,
A.
S-T-A. S-T-A. Yes.
S-T-A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, as you're filling your security form for user, first of all, for the verification, I just want to just can you confirm me your name, your good name?
John Sadler.
It is J as in Jerry J.
Yeah, O-H-N.
Yes, wait for a second. Let me... It's J-O-H-N, John, after that.
Yes. Sadler, S-I-D-L-E-R.
It will be S-I-D-L-A-R, right?
A-D-A-D. It's A-D-L-E-R.
Okay, wait for a second. Do you have any middle name? Do you have any middle name? Because
John William.
Not a problem. Because, sir, when the security scan is finished, after that, you are just going to get a verification government form, okay, where the government is going to verify that, yes, you are the right person. So, in future, you're not going to face this problem again, okay? Your details is going to be safe and secure on that time.
No problem, thank you.
No problem, just give me a minute. And like we got your wife email ID, but what we need to do, sir, we need to send the verification email to your email ID. So just give me one minute, sir. Is your wife email ID? I'm just confirming your wife email ID. Just confirm me that is that your wife email ID, which was J as in Jerry J.
Janet, yes.
Then A as in Apple A, N
yes,
as in Nancy, S as in Sugar. 35152@gmail.com, right?
Hang on, sir. I've got to write that down, will I?
Okay, write it down.
What is it?
It's J as in Jerry.
Yeah.
Then A as in Apple.
Yeah.
Then N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
S as in Sugar.
Yep.
After that,
35152.
Okay.
Right. Janet, say 35152. Got it.
Yes. Now, what I want you to do, sir, I want you to read out for me one more time, because when you're going to get a form, you need to fill up it from your side. Okay. So I just want you to make sure that you are typing the details in a correct way, okay? You're not going to mistake anything.
Jan, J-A-N-S-A-35152.
Yes, not right.
A-L-L-E-N-O-U-S-T-A.
Yes, I'm writing down my job ID right now.
Sorry?
Write down my job ID.
Yep.
Write down my job ID.
Yeah, white.
It will be A as in Allen A.
Yeah.
L as in Lima L.
Yeah.
L as in Lima L.
Yeah.
70.
70.
221. Okay, not a problem. Now just give me a minute, sir. Let me just focus on the form, okay? Just give me 1 minute, okay? If you want to have a glass of water, you can have a glass of water for you, okay?
Thanks, bud. Sorry, bro.
Not a problem. Just wait. Just give me a minute, okay?
Did I do that way?
Okay, just wait. You are talking to me, sir? Mr. John?
No, I'm talking to my wife, sorry.
Okay, not a problem. Just give me a minute, wait, answer.
Okay, mate.
Because we need to be careful when we are filling the form, okay?
Yep. No, it could be around here. Well, you can fill in the form, can't you?
No, because I don't know anything about banking.
Just nothing to do with the banking.
And right now, sir, what we done right now, we just generated the security for you, the verification form also. So just give me a last minute.
Yep.
Are you there, sir?
I am, sir.
Yes. Now, what we are going to do, sir, we are going to secure your card details, okay, which is used by those fraudsters. So, if you can see anything which says secure your card details, first of all, what I want to do, sir, as the transaction, just trying to make a transaction with the help of your credit card, so I just want you to be handy with your credit card, okay? So we can handle with your credit. Yes. So we can go ahead and secure your card details. You no need to give me anything over the phone. When you're going to get a security form where you can see secure your card details, you just need to put it from your side, okay? So be handy with your credit card from your St. George Bank.
You're going to be credit card, you're not taking any money
out, are you? No. Never, sir. We are Microsoft never asked any of the personal details over the phone. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to lose my job. You just need to, you're handy with your credit card?
Yeah, right in front of me.
Now, shortly on your computer, you'll get to see the black screen is gone, and you'll get to see something which says secure your details. Do you see that?
Card number, yeah.
Do you see a black screen, or it's just a normal screen you can see that?
It's got the ad card, secure card details.
So what you need to do, sir, you need to simply go ahead and put the card in from your
blank.
Side.
It's gone blank.
It's gone blank. Not a problem, sir.
Yeah,
it's
here.
Now you
put
need
the card number in.
Yeah, put the card number from your side and don't tell me anything over the phone, okay?
No problem, sir.
Just do it from your side. When you're done, please let me know.
Yeah. Done.
Now, if you can see my
Yes.
Just do it. Whatever they're asking, just put it from your side, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Done. Press
No. If you can see, maybe it's asking for the CVV also. You need to put that also, okay?
Yeah, right. It's on the back, isn't it?
Okay. Now, you can see that whenever you're putting any of your details, it's coming black dot. Even you don't see also, you can see, right? So, it's the security, sir. So, apart from you, also you were unable to see that. So, not a problem. Just wait for a second. If you can see the screen gone blank, please let me know, okay?
Yeah, am I going to press enter?
No need to press anything. No need to press anything.
Yeah.
Now, shortly, maybe, wait for a second. Let me just check. Let me just secure your details. Wait for a second.
Yep.
And for the, as you're filling the form, sir, for the verification, you just need to confirm the date of birth, okay? So confirm with the date of birth.
14th of 10th, 1947.
It's 14th of September?
October.
October, right?
Yeah, 1947.
It's 14th of October, 1947, right? And
yeah,
your birthplace in Australia, right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem, just wait. Now, if you can see your computer screen is back, it will asking for the, in the form, it's asking for your address. If you can see, it's asking for your address, put the address here. Put your address, your house number and address, put here. Put here, put the address there. Put the address there.
Done.
Now just select that which the address is yours. Select that. One, which one is yours? Just select that one, okay?
I'm doing it, man.
Okay.
That's it.
Now, again, if your computer screen has gone black, please let me know, sir, okay?
It's gone black.
And what is your city, sir? What is your city?
City?
Yes.
Well, it's Anna Bay. It's Port Stevens, actually.
It's Anna Bay?
Yeah, Port Stevens.
Okay. And your state will be?
New South Wales.
New South Wales, okay. Wait. And what is the postal code, sir?
2316.
2316, right?
Yeah.
Let's wait for a second. Now, shortly, sir, as we are going to generate a security for you, maybe you are going to get a verification message from our side. If you get any verification message on your mobile, please let me know, okay?
Yep.
Just wait for a second. As I already explained to you, sir, like when we are going to verify yourself, maybe it's going to ask you for your identity, okay? So on your computer screen, you will get to see for the ID verification, it's telling you ID type. So which ID you have right now? You have a passport or an Australian
driver's license.
Click on that. Australian driving license.
Yes.
And after that, you will get to see issuing state and maybe it's asking for your number. Put that. Not a problem, just
number.
Yes, fill up it from your side, okay?
Yep. What's the card number? Don't need that. I'll put the license number in.
Yes.
What card number is that?
The card number will be on the back side of the card, on the very top left-hand corner. You will get to see an alphanumerical thing here. Have a look. Yes, have a look. Or it will be maybe in the front of the card on the very top left-hand corner, okay? It is alphanumerical. Yes. Maybe on the front of the card or on the back side of the card, okay?
Yes.
Just have a look. Okay.
I'm putting it in there. site.
Yeah, just do it from your site.
Yeah.
Do you see something which says card number has less characters? Made a mistake, sir. You put a wrong card number, okay? You see that? You see a, just beside that, you see a small I sign, click on that. The blue circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Click on that. Do you see where it, where is the card number? Do you see that? On the very top right hand. Yes.
From the front.
Yes, delete that. Delete the card number and put in the correct one.
I can see it here. Freaking hell. Yeah, it's in.
Now put the issue date. You put the issue date.
The date is 31st of the...
Just do it from your side. Don't tell me anything over the phone, okay?
Oh, what I did.
You put the wrong card number again, maybe, sir. Just try to go ahead and check that because we got something in our server right now. Just first put the issue date, okay? Put the issue date and expiration date.
That's what I was putting in, 31st of the 1st. What? Inspiration date, oh, fucking hell. Inspiration date.
If you need any help, please let me know, sir, okay?
Yeah, I'm just putting it in there, mate.
If the expiration date, anything like that, or please let me know. What you're doing right now, you're putting the expiration date, sir?
Yeah, I was just trying to read it while I'm doing it.
Okay. You can confirm it so I can, we can, our server can help you.
Done.
Now just scroll up, sir, and check the card number, okay? Scroll up.
Yeah.
Scroll up. Now wait for a second, wait. Wait for a second, okay? And you can see the card number, is it correct? Is it correct card number, sir?
No, I think I put the number in too many.
Too many number, right? That's right.
Yeah,
the 2. Just correct the card number, sir. Correct the card number.
Yep.
When you're done, please let me know.
Yeah, we'll be able to get them.
Okay.
Oh, 4, 8, 1, 6, 1, 6, 7, 1.
You're done that?
Yeah, no, I'm just doing it there, mate. I just realized what I've done wrong.
Okay.
As I said, it's very, very small writing.
Do you have a glasses with you?
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
I don't wear them usually.
Okay.
I've got it now, sorry.
No, but it's required, you need to wear that. Sir. You given that.
Yeah, it should be near.
Ticket or twice, sir, is it correct?
Yeah.
And the mobile number, is that the, you're talking on the mobile right now, or is it a landline?
I'm talking on a landline.
You're talking on the landline?
You want the mobile number?
Okay, wait for a second. The syntax, sir, is still selling card number as less character. Do you see that?
What's wrong with it?
See, it's selling card number has less character. Do you see that? Do you see the card number has less character? Just check the number, sir. Maybe you're putting the wrong number.
What card number here?
Just check that. Are you putting the right card number there, sir? Just try to check it once.
Beneath
the 2 in front of it.
Okay.
Right. 048. Is
this
correct?
9 6 9.
Yeah.
352.
No. 352.
Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay, wait. Give me a minute.
I want your reading glasses.
It's a reading glass. It's the other one's
revolving. All right, please. You're a spinner.
Now, will you please let me know, Mr. John, do you have any phone number ends with 7071 to you?
Yep.
So, what we are going to do, sir, as we are going to cancel this transaction, you are going to get a verification 6-digit code on that mobile number ends with 7-1-2. So, if you get to see any verification code, please let me know. So, handy with your mobile phone right now?
Yes, I will be in 2 seconds, Mike.
Okay.
Here we go.
When you are handy with your mobile, please let me know.
Yeah, I've got it.
You got that, right? Now, when
yeah,
you are going to get a code on your mobile, please let me know, sir, okay? It will be a 6-digit code. Do you see
yeah.
that? Confirm it's 6-digit code. So we can go ahead and cancel the transaction.
It's got password, actually. We're not yet.
Yeah, it's a six-digit number, sir, okay? Six numbers. Confirm with that?
Yeah, got it.
Tell me the number. Confirm with the number.
1-6-3-9-4-8-9-4.
It's 1-6-3-9-4-8-9-4.
That's right.
Is it a six-digit telling you OTP?
Is it a what?
Is it telling you it's a password or is it telling you an OTP, sir?
It says Australia's into this one-time password.
Okay, not a problem. Just let me check that. And if you want, sir, you can simply go ahead and simply delete that message, okay? For the security purpose. First, right, okay. Simply delete that message. Now, just wait for a second, sir. Let me check that. Okay, are you there, Mr. John?
Yep.
Right now, what we done, we successfully fill up the cancellation, the security from our side. So no need to worry about that right now. We will simply canceling each and everything, and we are putting a security in the computer. So
yep.
What do you need to do right now? We don't need to do anything. We will simply go ahead and give you a call back after 5 minutes, okay, for the verification purpose, okay? So not a problem, sir. I'm just hanging up the call. We have just wait for my call after 5 to 10 minutes when the security was updated, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Bye,
thank
have
you
a nice
very
day.
Much, Alan.
Bye, have a nice day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Back in a minute.
comes up, I've got nothing on mine, it's just going to be confused. Mine's supposed to be